The previous couple of Mishnahs discussed things which are forbidden to be done on Chol HaMoed because they will lead to one being sad over Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. And it's a mitzvah to rejoice on the Yom Tov, and that includes Chol HaMoed. The focus of this Mishnah is the exact opposite. And this Mishnah is based on a rule, a Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It is forbidden to mix one joyous occasion with another reason to be joyous. And because of that, one cannot do things which will lead to a great amount of joy on Yom Tov, and the reason is so that one focuses on rejoicing with the Yom Tov. A noisin noshim, it's forbidden to get married to a woman by moed on chol moed, lo basulos v'lo almonos, whether it be a woman who had never been married before, or if it's a widow even. Even though the joy which one gets from marrying a widow is less than the joy which he gets from marrying a woman who had never been married before. V'lomi yabmim, it's also forbidden to do yibum. Yibum is when a man dies without children, and there is a mitzvah on the man's brother to marry the widow of that man who had died. So although certainly the joy which the brother will get from marrying the woman is less than the joy which one gets from marrying a woman which he chooses, and especially since this comes as a result of his brother dying, which is a sad occurrence, nevertheless he still does get joy from marrying a new wife, and he will be distracted from having the joy of the Yom Tov and fulfilling the mitzvah of V'samachta B'chagecha, because he will be too busy enjoying and rejoicing with his new wife, which is a different cause for joy. However, says the Mishnah, he is permitted to remarry the woman who he had divorced, since he was already married to her before. Just bringing her back and remarrying her is not a massive cause for joy, and therefore he will not be distracted from the joy of Yom Tov. Something which is done for one's physical needs is permitted, just like it's certainly permitted to prepare anything for food. It's also permitted to perform work for the sake of his physical needs. And because of that, a woman can do things for her beauty on Chol HaMoed. For example, putting on makeup and removing hair. Rabbi Huda says, Lo tosud, she cannot apply crushed lime, some sort of solution containing lime. She cannot place that onto her body, which she would do in order to remove the hair from her body. And she would leave the lime there for a few days, and then when she would take it off, the hair on the body would be removed. Rabbi Huda says this is forbidden to do so on Chol HaMoed, because although once she takes it off, she'll be more happy, as long as she actually has it on her body, her beauty is decreased, because it makes her look not pretty, and it is a cause for sadness and distress during Yom Tov itself. Since she needs to keep this on for a few days, so it is forbidden on Chol HaMoed.